This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. Thus far in our study of authentic in life and service, based on the book of Habakkuk, we've amplified the first two points in our outline, an authentic personal relationship with God and authentic prayers to God. Now let's focus our attention on point three, an authentic proclamation for God. In contemporary communication, technology plays a significant role. In fact, Marshall McLuhan wrote a book entitled, "The Medium is the Message." I agree that for many, what he says is true, but if you're communicating God's message to the church or the world, there's an additional twofold dynamic: the Spirit's inspiring the message and the Spirit's anointing the messenger. Let me explain by reviewing how Habakkuk was used by God. When reading the book, the prophet shares how he received God's message. He describes this by explaining his experience. He is candid in pointing out that he was frustrated by the downward spiral of immoral, unjust, violent, evil behavior on the part of God's people. They seemed immune to the natural spiritual consequences, as the law was paralyzed and justice was perverted. Worse yet, it seemed to the prophet that God tolerated it all. When he complained, God responded by indicating he had already started the process of dealing with the problem by raising up the Babylonians to be instruments of his judgment. This confused the prophet even more, causing him to raise further complaints. When God amplified his answer, Habakkuk finally got it. If you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.